Ladies and gentlemen, may this session please come to order. According to your program, I am supposed to be John Howard, and indeed I am. I am affiliated with the Rockford College Institute. This is the third encounter of a close kind in our conversation among the sometimes divergent partisans of liberty. Our plan is that each speaker will have 10 minutes for a formal presentation. We then will invite them to converse, challenge, or comment on each other's commentary, and then we'll open it for questions. By way of introduction to this panel on social issues, and also in response to Bob Terrell's commentary about the theme chosen for today, I would like to invite your attention to the pronouncements of two rather extraordinary observers of society. Buckminster Fuller remarked that American short-sightedness has doomed the nation to turmoil and confusion. The problem which he cited is that our educational system manages to skim off most of the truly bright minds and lead them on into further study, making them into specialists of something or other. This unfortunately leaves the people of mediocre talent and the dunderheads to become the generalists who are required for such positions as the President of the United States and Presidents of Colleges. Those were his words. We have a grave dearth of intelligent generalists in our nation, present company excepted. The other commentator I would cite is British. He is the eccentric and controversial founder and editor of The Ecologist, Edward Goldsmith. He insists that there is an ecology of human institutions, that when one of our institutions undergoes a major change, there is a fallout in the civilizational environment, which affects all other institutions. Thus, the problems faced in any one institution cannot be resolved solely with expertise from that discipline. Thus, we cannot straighten out the problems in our schools solely in the confines of pedagogy, nor can we unravel our economic difficulties with blueprints drafted only in the celestial chambers of economics. We have, Mr. Goldsmith insists, willy-nilly entered into the era where Buckminster Fuller's generalists are the critical element. In this frame of reference, all of us who perceive ourselves as champions of liberty, but until now more successful in the assertion thereof than in the delivery, will be well served by a careful scrutiny and by the rethinking of the philosophical basis for the theories and systems, or non-systems, which we advocate. We need to form clear judgments of the nature of mankind so that our objectives and our strategies are consistently rooted in an explicit philosophical base. And I think we have been blessed in our presentation so far with commentaries elucidating of that base. So toward this end, of turning to our sources and re-examining the philosophical foundations, I can think of no better exercise than this earnest probing of the theme of the meeting. For our first speaker, true to his philosophical aversion for hierarchy, he resisted my polite invitation and emotional entreaty to provide biographical information in advance. There is, I should tell you, a chink in his armor, for at the last moment he complied, but not in time for our research staff to check out what was said, so that we will assume that this is accurate. Bill Evers is editor-in-chief of Inquiry Magazine. He is a vice president of the Cato Institute in San Francisco. He is a member of the board of directors of the Center for Libertarian Studies and a member of the National Committee of the Libertarian Party. He did his undergraduate and graduate work in political science at Stanford University, where he was a Richard Weaver Fellow and a Law and Liberty Fellow. Bill Evers.